I'm here with Mike DeCourcy of the Sporting News, national basketball writer and columnist, and a long time and very sage observer of the national scene. And Mike, I wanted to ask you about how the national audience and the national basketball writers are looking at Kentucky's slow start and Billy Gillespie's first months or so here as the Kentucky coach. You got a little bit better perspective because you live in Cincinnati, but what does it look like to you?
Well, to me, I can't speak for everybody else, but to me it looks like the residue of a program that has been badly managed for the better part of this decade and that is undergoing a severe culture change, and that not everybody that remains in the program from the previous regime is accepting of the change, and some of those who might have been injured. And the result is a very disappointing start to what could have been a positive season, but which probably is going to be a very challenging one.
Did you expect them to start to slow, or do you think, I mean, did you expect them there to be the resistance that maybe there's been to the culture change?
Well, I think the first thing you have to say is, okay, if you're spotting me, Jared Carter being virtually unable to help the team, and Derek Jasper being unavailable, the other wing,
Jody Meeks.
Jody Meeks, right, whose name just sort of slipped out of my head. Jody.
Well, he hasn't played since the first game, so that's easy to do.
Is their best player, John.
Right.
The guy that I think is the most capable player in the program, aside from Patterson, who's only a freshman. I think if you had spotted me all of that, would I have said that this would be a struggle? Absolutely. I wondered where they would get, when I talked to Billy in September, I wondered where are they going to get some front court power to help Patrick Patterson not be stranded. And if Jared Carter was going to come along slow, and all indications at that point were that physically he wasn't there, and even if he had been ready to go early this year, I think the year he lost last year was going to set him back. So with all those obstacles, I thought there would be a problem. But if you gave them a healthy Jasper and a healthy Meeks and then the other perimeter players they have, I think there would have been enough momentum there for things to go positively. But with the injuries on top of everything, then I think that led to a little bit less embrace of the culture change than there might have been.
What about the Alex Legion situation? What do you think about that?
Well, you know, honestly, if you talk to coaches a lot, and I've been following the recruiting business for 20 years, 15 years, whatever it is, and I know a lot of coaches, and coaches were not complimentary of Alex Legion when he was a prospect. They thought he was a good athlete. They did not care for him as a player. And he got signed by Michigan, which frequently signed underachieving players, and they became underachieving collegians. And he gets cut loose, and he's a top 50 name, but Kentucky has a choice. Do they take the best they can get and hope it works out, or do they let him drift into the market and let somebody else have him? Well, at that point, I think it was a worthy gamble to see if it could work out, but I don't think that anybody who knows Alex Legion or knew Alex Legion as a prospect is surprised that he would not succeed at his first college stop. I don't think that, let me put it this way, I don't think Alex Legion is going to go anywhere unless he drops down two levels, down to some low major somewhere, and you know he's not going to do that, John. Unless he drops down two levels, he's not going anywhere and tear it up. And that's not going to happen. He's going to go somewhere, and maybe he'll play for a bad team, maybe he'll go back to Michigan and he will not succeed there. I mean, his career is not built for success. I'm not trying to condemn the kid, but you don't walk out on Kentucky after six games and walk in somewhere else and succeed very often. It just doesn't come up that much.
Now, obviously, I mean, his mother has proven to be a major player in this. Were you hearing that there was from those coaches and about him as a prospect that was a potential problem as well?
Well, actually, at that point, no. At that point, it was just they didn't think that he was a team player. They thought there was a lot of me in his game. For a guy who appeared to have point guard skills, they didn't see him have a point guard I think there were a lot of coaches that I talked to who were not eager to get him, and were very happy to let Tommy Amaker have him. And so, like I said, I think it was a worthy experiment for Kentucky. But I wrote this in the spring, John. I wrote in the spring when all the Kentucky fans were doing cartwheels because they got Alex Legion. I said, look, this is a typical Tubby Smith recruit. You pick up the best of what's left in the spring. And that's what Alex Legion was. And sometimes that works out, and a lot of times it doesn't. And that was the problem that you had under the Smith regime. Now you're starting to fill up in the fall with better prospects. I think they did very well at Kentucky for the first class. Most first classes are not super because it's hard to turn it around that fast. I think they did very well in that first fall class, and I think it's only going to get better over time.
What if Meeks could be, we're hearing Meeks could be back maybe as soon as Saturday when they play UAB. I mean, not Meeks, Jasper. Jasper could be back by Saturday. It may be a while for Meeks, but let's say, just for the sake of argument, that they get Meeks back sometime in January. Could this team make a run to get into the tournament?
Well, it helps that the SEC does not appear to be very challenged. Even the teams that look to be the best, like a Tennessee, have not been particularly successful. Mississippi State has not been great. Arkansas, here and there. LSU, not great. Ole Miss has been terrific, but not against a high level of competition. Florida, same thing. Not a high level of competition, has played some very good games, but not against a high level. So there's really opportunity in the league if you're whole and if everybody's bought in. And that's going to take Ramel Bradley and Joe Crawford being committed. You can't have efforts like you had on Saturday. And I don't see any positives for them not to this point. They've been doing this for 4 years. You might as well just buy in, because you're not getting anywhere doing it on your own.
You have nowhere else to go.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. You're out of time. You might as well have a positive experience, because there's nothing to be gained by going out and doing what you did on Saturday. I mean, with Indiana as depleted as it was, a starting backcourt on the sideline, and for you to not even be competitive, that was just incomprehensible.
Right. What about, let's switch gears here for just a minute. What about on the national scene? Give me somebody out there who surprised you, who's maybe better than you thought they would be coming in.
Unquestionably, the first answer would be Texas. I thought they'd be very good. But did I think they would go out and beat one of our top teams, UCLA, on the road? No. And I thought DJ Augustine, we had him as a first-team All-American. We thought he'd be terrific, but he's even better than I thought he'd be. He dominated that game at a level that I did not think that he was capable of. I thought he was an excellent player. I did not think he was capable of dominating games, and he certainly did in a very difficult venue against a terrific team. I was very impressed by that. They've got a great scheme where they spread you out, they drive the ball, and they drive the ball to different places than other people do. They have a kid, Damian James, a 6'8", about 245-pound forward, very physical, but he's got a great 10- to 15-foot shot. And so he can set up in that area around the lane, and DJ Augustine drives the basketball across the lane, and you get a little help off from a big man off of James, and then boom, the pass is over to James, and nobody can react quickly enough to get back in that play. The big men who guard him aren't quick enough. James's release is really fast, so it becomes a very deadly play and a really hard one to guard, because it's so against college basketball players' habits, and a lot of defense is about habit.
What, now, give me somebody who's been a disappointment, somebody that you thought would be good but has been pretty slow out of the box, other than Kentucky, of course.
Well, I'll stay fairly close to Kentucky and say Tennessee.
Really?
With Chris Lofton, I really like Chris Lofton as a player. I love him as a player. And I have loved him for 2 years. His sophomore, junior year, he's been just a wonderful player. He's been a really nice kid. And you can't want anybody to succeed more than him. And yet, it just isn't there right now. I don't know where it's gone. I don't know what's wrong. He went to the U.S. Pan Am Trials in August, or I think it was early August or late July, and really struggled there and was surprisingly cut from the team. And I don't know if that was just a reflection of what was going wrong or the start of this problem, but he has not been himself this entire year. He had one game where he hit six threes and scored 24 points. He 2 of 7 from the field. This is just not the same player, and without him being the same player, I don't think Tennessee can be the same team.
Well, great. I appreciate it. Thank you, Mike. And you can look for Mike. You can look for Mike at www.tsn.com. Correct?
That's correct. Actually, it's sportingnews.com.
Sportingnews.com.
TSN.com might get you a hockey site. I'm not sure about
that. I thought that's how I usually got there, but I've got you bookmarked, so I don't even really look to tell you the truth.
Exactly. It may be a redirect, but sportingnews.com is the best way to find.